Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Come and get a free consultation from the implant and Invisalign experts like I did and start the year right with a healthy smile. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Let's talk a little Dolphins. We have some news, and I kind of predicted this a while back. A couple weeks ago when they hired Chan Gailey, one of the reasons why I told you they may be hiring Chan Gailey is because they know they're going to lose Jim Caldwell. And sure enough, Jim Caldwell is gone. And today they made it official. Jim Caldwell has left the Dolphin organization, never coached a game, never really took the sidelines with the Dolphins, had the personal issue, and had to check out. And apparently he is back from his personal issues. Now, he was mentioned for some jobs, yet wasn't hired. Now, I can simply go with black, and that would be really easy for me to do, obviously, because the minority in the NFL gets the short end of the stick all the time. So it's not something that you would be shocked that the black candidate doesn't get the opportunity. I'm also wondering, because, see, we hear that he stepped down, but we haven't heard from him yet, that he's saying, well, you know, I want to coach again, I'm ready to go, and those kind of things. And maybe he said it behind the scenes, but nobody really took him serious enough that they brought him in for interviews and things like that. And so that tells me that maybe whatever personal issue he might have had might still linger. Might still be a chance of coming back because he didn't get a sniff from anybody in the NFL, and now he's not returning to the Dolphins. That's kind of weird, isn't it? You figure if he's leaving the Dolphins, it's because he has something else that's a better opportunity for him. You know what I mean? And you're not getting that. So if he's not getting a better opportunity and he's leaving the only opportunity, then what's going on?
Is there a sense of apprehension because he hasn't come clean with what the situation was that he had to step away?
Well, he would have to come clean to those people.
Yeah, I would think.
It doesn't have to come clean to us in the media or the fans or anything. We'll never find out. And I'm sure whoever of the NFL people that do know, then they've made a determination on.
Yeah, there's still a lingering.
Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, but
if this resurfaces.
I mean, the guy is a better coach than half the league as it is. He's a better offensive coordinator than most of the league as it is. And he didn't get a job. And he's leaving the only one he has. It's weird.
Well, looking into it.
Strange.
Man, that was the one spot, coaching-wise, that you were all about. This is awesome.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Now, of course, over the course of the season, we got to see what transpired.
Right. But remember, that's why I also said maybe that's why Gailey is getting hired, because they know they're going to lose Caldwell. And, yeah, they did. They lost Caldwell. And now they have a very experienced coordinator, former head coach. Because remember, Flores had a guy that's a former head coach that he can bounce things off of. Now he gets one back in Chan Gailey. So it kind of sucks for us as Dolphin fans, because there's no doubt that the team and the coaching staff and any player that he's around is going to be a lot better because they have Jim Caldwell around. So now you get Chan Gailey in there and you kind of have the same effect, you hope. And that Chan Gailey gives you that comfort zone that Jim Caldwell was giving a lot of players also. So interesting story with Caldwell. I know that the Dolphins hired the Virginia assistant, Robbie Brown, to be the QB coach. Again, this is all very strange with Caldwell. Very, very strange that he would leave the Dolphins but have no position. It's weird. There's more to this story. We probably won't find out about it, ladies and gentlemen, because HIPAA rules and all that, you know, unless somebody somehow gets the skinny and lets out the story, then maybe, yeah, that could be the case. You never know. That, you know, I can see where that would be the issue. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us as always. Jay says, good afternoon. Oh, people are already talking about you and Brett Tesler speaking next Thursday evening. Oh, well, thank you, sir. I look forward to our get-together there next Thursday, my man. Definitely. I look forward to that. Hey, oh, just sent you a DM on some thoughts. Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it, Premier Reviewer. Thank you. Saw that on DM. We'll look into that too. Thank you for always looking out, my man. That's one thing I can be very grateful that you, sir, have been a blessing to us here on the show. Appreciate all of you out there that have tried to help out and are helping out and are willing to help out in any way, shape, or form to help us succeed and build this thing up. That's been one of the things that I gotta say has, you know, got me right in the center of my heart. That it's amazing the love that you guys have shown our program, whether it's friends or social media or listeners or anything that you can help out, sponsors, all that kind of stuff. It's been really, really amazing how many of you have stepped up to assist us in all of this.
Takes a community to make a great show.
Yes, exactly. I don't know where the great show is, but I thank for the community on that one. I appreciate the community on that.